Now for our go-round winners report here on Talk Rodeo. Our reports this year brought to you by the Cowboy Roundup. Find out more about this great organization at thecowboyroundup.com. The Cowboy Roundup is a nonprofit group awarding scholarships to rodeo athletes ages 7 to 24. Each year, the Cowboy Roundup awards up to 9 scholarships worth up to $1,500 each. Scholarship winners can use the scholarships to attend the rodeo clinic of their choice. The Cowboy Roundup is rooted deep in rodeo and has a board of directors with a vast history in rodeo and the Western way of life. If you'd like to find out more, go to www.thecowboyroundup.com. The Cowboy Roundup, preserving rodeo one athlete at a time.
Well, round number 5 was an exciting one and lots to talk about, so let's get right to it here at the National Finals Rodeo. In the bareback riding was R.C. Landingham, matched up against Top Notch for a 90.5 to win his first go-around this year.
Yeah, that's the toughest round I think we have here. Really strong, flashy, jump-in-the-air horses. It's really hard to win first on. Always easy to be in the high 80s on, but to win first in this round, it's a big deal.
The big Helena, Montana cowboy, Ty Erickson, went 3-9 to win his first round this year.
Hunter Keir run him in the second round. He won the round on him, too. Knew the steer was going to be slower. He kind of let off with me a little bit and wasn't expecting that, but we got him down and got the go-round win.
Yeah, two-way tie in the team rope, and it was Clay Tryon and Jade Corkle, and they tied Coleman Proctor and Logan Medlin. Each team posted a time of 3-8. In the saddle bronc riding, first-time qualifier to the NFR, Logan Hay from Wildwood, Alberta, won the go-around with an 89 score on the horse they call Larry Culpepper.
He's a big horse. He reminds me a lot of Baby Kibitz, the horse I got on in Calgary this year, and he felt a lot similar, and so I kind of went with the same game plan, just get a big spur out and get ahead of him right there, and I felt like I accomplished that.
Another two-way tie in the tie down rope, and it was Marty Yates going back to back as he won last night and he won again tonight.
A lot better start the barrier tonight. I had a little bit of a stronger calf and I got a great go at him. Caught him coming off the ground, and then it kind of fumbled my string a little bit to be really, really fast, probably to be in the sixes, but it all worked out and I got to split the round with a good buddy of mine, so it's going to be a fun night.
And first time qualifier to the NFR, Kincaid Henry, as they post both times of 7-3.
You know, it is a huge confidence builder. I won second the first round, second and third round, so I knew it was coming if I just kept doing my job, and you know, I'm glad it all worked.
And it was another tie in the WPRA barrel racing as Lisa Lockhart and Haley Kinzel posted times of 13 and 52 to win over $25,000 each in round number 5.
He kind of took it from me early and took off, and I'm like, well, here we go. So, you know, he was really spot on, and, you know, I just got to try to help him get him to a spot. And when he nailed his first really well, I thought, well, here we go.
Las Vegas has its own cool feels. Thomas and Mac has an energy that you remember and you want to get back to. So to be able to come back and do well again is awesome. I mean, this rodeo is just so tough. This is one of the toughest barrel races you're going to see.
In the bull riding, it was his second go-around win for Tristan Hutchings with a 90.5 score matched up against County Jail.
Good workout. I've been drawing the ranked bulls, so every time I get them rode, they're going to score me highs. I mean, I might not be first in the average, but I got 2 go-around buckles, and I mean, I'm happy to be here, and I'm happy to be healthy.
Round number 6 comes up on Tuesday night, and I'll keep you updated on what all of our go-round winners had to say. Our report brought to you this year by the Cowboy Roundup. So from Las Vegas, Derek Barton saying BBFN, bye-bye for now.